This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm just going to tell you point blank. Like, I've made a big deal about the fact that Chase Young is not there, even though they have two other guys that haven't been there. Charles Leno, their left tackle, who's your boy.
Mm-hmm.
I have no problem with that. Leno's been good for them for a couple years. He knows this offense.
Yep.
That Eric Bieniemy is implementing because he played in this offense in Chicago that you played in.
Yes.
We can ask you about that. The other guy is Montez Sweat, who plays Chase's position. But Sweat has performed. Like, he hasn't been what we necessarily want him to be, 10, 12 sacks.
Right.
But it's 8, it's 9 sacks, it's production, it's quarterback hits. My problem with Chase is injury last year. Slow rehab and recovery, not his own fault, serious injury. But it's been a disappointment. You would think he's chomping at the bit in a contract year after the team didn't pick up his option to go work out.
Right.
When you hear that he's not there as a former player, you may have a different perspective. What do you think about that?
I think, you know, when guys don't show up at OTAs, obviously, in a situation like Chase's, one of his teammates, I think that would be pretty frustrating. And I can kind of sympathize with you a little bit on that, and I can be very understanding of why it can be frustrating, because this is a guy who has shown flashes of being a decent player, but then, you know, you get the injury bug and things happen. The team doesn't, like you were saying, the team doesn't pick up your fifth-year option, and you want to be around the facility. You know, is this a place that you want to be? Like, are you all in to what this team is doing? Are you trying to be a contributing factor? So I think as a player, especially on the outside looking in, I would think it would be frustrating for some of his peers that are there. And what kind of message are you sending to the team? What kind of message are you sending, one, to the guys you got to line up just beside, and to the front office?
So, Jermaine, a lot of people will yell back when I say stuff like you just said, that it's voluntary. And if they asked you to do something at your job that was voluntary, would you do it? And, like, you know, they use a lot of crying emojis for some reason.
Right.
I've had jobs that I don't care about. I was a government contractor. I would not have done that.
Right.
I care about this job a lot.
Yes.
And if I wasn't doing very good, and if I was in danger of being released, or, you know, if we hadn't been very successful and Grant and I hadn't just finished number one in the first quarter. Sorry, I'm just stretching to pat myself on the back real quick. But, like, had we not done that, like, the morning show on our station is the Sports Junkies. They've been doing this for 25 years. They should never do a single optional thing ever at any point in time. They've made it. I have not made it. If there's something that I need to be doing, I should be there. I just think there's a disconnect there. And I wonder, like, as a guy that was, again, around so much and was a veteran on some of these teams, would he be someone that you'd reach out to and be like, listen, dude, this is not the way to go about it?
I think that some of his some of the guys on the defensive side of the ball, I'm pretty sure have tried to communicate that with him and let him understand the type of message that it sends, again, not just to the players, but to the front office. Are you all in? Do you want to be a commander? Like, what are you trying to do? Are you all in with this team? So, if he is away from OTAs right now and he comes back stronger and he has a really good year, then this conversation, you know, doesn't really matter.
Let me ask you that. If you're his teammate and he comes back, he has an awesome camp, preseason, whatever, but like 2.5 sacks in week one, 5 sacks in the first 4 games, you don't care anymore that he wasn't there.
Because
right?
At the end of the day, it's about what are you doing in practice? How are you making yourself better? How are you making the team better? And when it's time to strap it up on game day, are you being productive and are you being available? That's all that matters. So if he's not at OTAs and he's not available and he's not getting the production, you know, the message is loud and clear, in my opinion.
Would a teammate ever get involved in someone else's business to say, hey, man, where are you? Or does that not really happen?
Oh, yeah. I'm pretty sure some of the older guys are just, you know, are reaching out just to make sure that, one, he's okay as a player, because at the end of the day, we care about, you know, each other, and we understand the type of stress physically, mentally, and emotionally that comes with playing the game of professional football. So it's, you know, I guess we really got to wait to training camp to really give our full judgment and our full opinion, because then you'll see if the actions that he took right now actually paid off.
And I'm sorry to just kind of keep hammering this, Jermon, but my college coach, I wasn't a pitcher, but my pitching coach, he called all the pitches, okay, for our pitching staff. The catcher would look over him and he'd relay signs, and that's what he wanted you to throw. His point always was, if you shake, like the pitcher's allowed to shake it off because I don't want to throw a curveball, I want to throw a changeup or fastball, whatever. You're allowed to shake. It better be nasty. It better be the best version of that you've ever thrown, because I've studied the scouting reports. I've done all this other kind of stuff. You think you know better than me, that's fine. Right. I just wouldn't want to leave the question. I wouldn't want to leave the out. Like, what if you don't have a great game or a great month or a great season? Then pudgy idiots like me get to ask all the questions and scream Tom Blue in the face. Why? It seems so easy and controllable just to show up. Like, that's the part that I just can't get past, is that it's such an easy thing to do.
Right. Right, it's easy to just to show your face, but again, Danny, I just think that this will be a great conversation to have week two, week three, just to see how he's evolving, see how he's moving, because I can give a little insight, you know, while we're sitting here. You know, I was a scout for the Saints for a year. They gave me that opportunity, and I had a chance to watch his film. And, you know, when I see a guy who, if he just finished a little bit better, he would have turned 3 or 4 pressures into sacks. And then you're having a total different conversation sitting up here about why he's missing OTA. So
when you watched him, you saw, like, was it special? Were the traits elite?
I mean, first off, he has prototype size. What is it, 6'5", 6'6"?
Yeah, he's huge.
Like, long arms. He has the weight. He really brings it. I think he uses his hands decent. I think, you know, consistency. And the number one thing in the NFL is availability. Can you be on the field? I've seen a guy that can generate pressure. I've seen a guy that can be around the quarterback. I do think he just needs to finish a little bit better, and I just think he needs to be available more. And that comes with, you know, obviously hoping that you don't catch the injury bug. I mean, some people are lucky in that aspect. You know, I went years without having any major injuries, but some guys have to deal with that now, and you have to figure out a better way to take care of your body. So I hope that whatever he is doing, it's benefiting him so that he is a better player on the field, because at the end of the day, that's all that matters.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe? Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week 1. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.